Hey everyone, it's Dario from AfterBuzz TV. Buying a car can be a stressful experience, but TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. You know, last month over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network and TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,046 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. I know I had one. Some features are not available in all states. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. You know, they save time, they save money, and you never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
We should have done this on just the two of us. I just thought of it now.
Oh, just the two of us.
I know. Yeah. We've lost two people tonight. It's just Lindsay and I. Hi, guys. I'm Ashley Daniels here for another Real Housewives of New York After Show.
And I am Lindsay Wagner. Hey, guys. How's it going? Courtney, unfortunately, won't be with us for a couple more weeks. We're not quite sure how many episodes this season's going to be, but Courtney's actually working on a film, so we're very excited for her. Sad to be missing her. And
go, Courtney!
Stephanie is doing another hosting job tonight, but hopefully she'll be back with us next week.
Yes, but we will deliver everything you want to know and everything you want to hear. For all the people who didn't get to watch the episode and for all the people who did and just want to hear about it again and just think about it. Talk about it. Lots
marinate
to talk about
on it. Yes.
So episode 14, we're like halfway there, if not more.
We're over halfway there. Yeah.
I know they're filming the reunion soon. I think in the next week or so. So that's definitely something to look forward to. But you know, once again, as much as I think that Aviva says the wrong things and does the wrong things, without her, there would be no drama again. And without her father and his antics, there wouldn't be any drama. So
anything to talk about.
There wouldn't be anything to talk about. So we got to give it to her for that. And, you know, I was reading about, we have read about the ratings. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys, a lot of you diehard fans know that the show isn't doing extremely well in terms of ratings right now. And I feel like it's maybe because people are turned off by a lot of the things that are causing the drama. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, it's one of those things where, for me, I feel like the more drama, the more I want to watch it. But at the same time, maybe people are a little turned off by it.
I think you're right. I think it depends on kind of what the drama is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it was centering about somebody maybe that we really, really liked, then you can almost put up with it more. But I think the fans are kind of sick of Aviva or even almost sick of Ramona and her antics continuing on and on that watching it over and over again just gets really frustrating and just gets old. I mean, we've seen Ramona doing the things that she's been doing for years now. So you get to a point where you go, okay, well, yeah, that's Ramona. But then there are certain things she says or does, like in this episode tonight when she's talking to Miss USA, that's just like, why? Why are you doing this?
See, I don't know. Okay, so let's talk about that. Should we go chronologically?
Let's go chronologically.
All right, so we'll get into that then. So the first thing we see is they're drinking in Saratoga,
mm-hmm.
and Sonia is very drunk.
She's leaving.
Yes,
she's done. She's over it.
What did you think about that?
I actually loved that the women knew exactly how Sonia would react, and they called her on it and said, all right, Sonia's going to pretend to leave to go to the Hamptons, and we know how she is. If nobody follows her, if nobody kind of gives in to this childish kind of immature behavior, she'll show back up. And sure enough, she comes back in, and she does what you would expect of somebody that was trying to get invited back but isn't going to be told that they can come back. Right. They were waiting for her to say, okay, guys, I messed up. I'm being drunk. I'm being ridiculous. I'm just going to come back. But she went in saying that, you know, she had a really good time, but then they left her at the paddock, and the girls just sitting there like, all right, let's go. Come on, we're all leaving. So
do you think she's a high-maintenance friend?
You know, for the most part, I don't. I see Ramona as the high-maintenance friend. I don't really see Sonia as the high-maintenance friend. I think when Sonia drinks, sometimes she gets to a level that maybe takes her on that path. But I think for the most part, Sonia's actually fairly, usually pretty easygoing about
everything. I feel like she's the life of the party.
Yeah.
I think there are moments that everybody has moments where they may not be the easiest person to hang out with or the easiest person to have around. We all are human beings, but overall, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that she's a good friend, too, and she's loyal. Hard to find.
She is.
Yeah, she's very loyal. So then we see the next scene. I think it's the next scene. It's pretty close to the Avery driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this weird because, first of all, I guess it makes sense you'd want to take driving lessons if you live in New York. But I've never lived in New York, but I always assumed you just don't need a car. But maybe in... Maybe she's just doing this in case she moves, or she really use a car, you think?
I think Ramona wanted that for college because she had said that Avery and Mario were practicing up in the Hamptons,
mm-hmm.
but this was going to, because she was going to college. I don't know exactly where Avery's going to college, mm-hmm. if she's going to college in New York or outside of New York.
Yeah.
So perhaps she's going to need a car to get there and back. And she was so used to the country driving in a city is completely different.
Yes.
So I get that you do want to become comfortable with that,
yes.
you know, before you have to kind of go through it as we see in New York. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of like that here in Los Angeles when you're learning, when people are driving, you can tell people that aren't LA drivers and you can tell the people who are, because I'm the person that turns my directional on when I'm turning in,
yeah.
and I'm defensive driving. Like when I'm merging, I'm letting people go in and then I just kind of fill in where I failed that question on the driver's ed test because you're supposed to actually be an aggressive driver and speed up.
Yeah,
to get
that's
it.
Crazy. So, and that's why people don't use their blinkers in LA at least, because they don't want to give you the assumption that they're going to be merging. They want to just do it before you know, because then you won't let them, they assume.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, totally. You could totally tell an LA driver versus a non-LA driver.
So I can definitely see the need for Avery needing to take these driving lessons and stuff, and considering it was her first time parallel parking and all those kind of things that we forget about from driver's ed.
Yes.
Those initial rules and like parallel parking and Y turns and all that other stuff. So I think that was necessary, and it was kind of cute to see her, you know, doing it and doing pretty good job of it.
Yeah. I think that Ramona, I would, if someone said to me, okay, how do you think Ramona would be as a backseat driver, like in terms of watching Avery, you know, learn to drive, I would feel like, I would assume she would be like, oh my gosh, don't do this, do that, do that. You know, very like in your face, but she just let her do her thing. I mean, she didn't put her seatbelt on. That was one thing that, if anything, Avery stepped in and said to her, you know, you need your seatbelt, like it's common sense. But overall, I think she really, you could just, this scene was much more than just her driving. I think it was showing she's growing up. You know, they have all these scenes they can pick. Bravo picked mm-hmm. the scene for a reason. This is her growing up. She's an adult now. And you can tell that Ramona really trusts Avery and is now letting go a little bit. She's not she's not babying her anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm sure it's not easy to see your daughter start to drive and going to college. But she's probably a little bit older than driving because
she must be 17 or 17 or 18. So.
I took driving when I was 15. And then
yeah,
I got
we were
my
driving when we were 15.
Yeah, well, we permit 15, I think.
Yeah,
and then
you could get your license as soon as you turned 16. Most of us got,
she's a little bit older.
Yeah. But that might be because in New York, you mm-hmm. really don't ever need to drive. There's not really any reason to drive there. For the most part, you can take taxis or the subway system. It's good there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here, we don't have that in Los Angeles. In Wisconsin, you had to drive. You weren't going to get anywhere else unless you drove.
Wisconsin. Shout out to your cool mom.
Hey.
Hey, Mom.
So, okay, next scene was the scene that we were just discussing. Okay. I want to know what you guys thought, because for me, looking back on this now and then seeing –
how it played out with Ramona going up to her. The only thing I found strange, so for anybody who hasn't seen this, the ex-USA of 2012 was at the luncheon that Luann was putting on with her friend Bonnie.
Bonnie Fuller.
Yes.
Charity organization luncheon, runway show.
Right. And Aviva coincidentally gets a text that says that her father had just had like a threesome with Cody, his fiance, and this former Miss USA, who coincidentally is at this party that Luann says she did not invite her to. So, first of all, it's like it's way too coincidental, in my opinion, to have this occur, especially with the text at that moment. It was just strange. The thing that I thought was the weirdest, though, was the reaction she had to Ramona. Because when Ramona was asking her those questions, like, were you at Aviva's house? Did you sleep over there? She was giggling so much. And it was like, it wasn't like giggling like, oh, what am I hearing right now? This is crazy. It was more like, she knew she had to say something. And she was very, she was like, yep. It was just weird. It was like she almost knew what she had to say. And she was just like, this is a joke, right? It was just, it didn't rub me the right way. I thought it was a little bit odd.
Are you thinking that she did have a threesome with Cody and George?
I don't think she did. I think that she knew that this question was going to be asked of her, and I think that she went to this luncheon knowing that Ramona was going to ask her this and that these text messages were going around.
That Ramona was going to ask her? You think she knew?
Okay, don't you think... The only reason I don't think is because if she's sitting there and Ramona asks her this and the cameras are on her, she obviously signed off with Real Housewives. She signed on an agreement to be on the camera. I mean... Wouldn't you be like, okay, I'm former Miss USA. Like, this is not, I didn't sign up for this. Like, I would just stand up right away and be like, what are you talking about? I'm out of here. Like, what did I sign off on? Why am I letting this be on camera?
Well, that's why I'm thinking she looks a little bit more guilty because of the way she did approach it. If she hadn't done anything at all, it would be very easy to say, yes,
well, I don't
know
whether she did or not, exactly. Is what I'm saying. I'm speculating that, I guess I'm saying I can't imagine that ever happening because it's gross, but... Yes, I agree with you. But regardless of whether it's true or not, I just think she knew that question was going to be asked of her because why didn't she just get up and just be like, okay, I'm not getting like paid for this. Why am I allowing this question to be asked of me? What is going on? Who's George? Like, it was just weird.
Well,
what do you think?
She admitted that she knew George and she liked Cody.
Right.
She admitted that. So she obviously knew them. My question is if you're Luann and you're hosting this luncheon, this charity thing, benefiting cancer and all this stuff, how frustrated would you be if, you know, one of your friends sent a text message that she told
that's
the other
girl? That's
a
whole other story. Yes.
Let's start with that.
Okay. All right, fine.
Let's start with that because that's how this whole thing kind of got started because that went to Heather. And then Aviva told Heather, oh, yeah, show her. Oh, yeah, you can show her, too. And then by then, the whole table has now looked at the text message in the middle of Bonnie telling her cancer surviving story and the fact that her daughter, I think, also survived from cancer. Like, how frustrated would you be if you were Luann?
Oh my gosh. Just watching that play out at the same exact time this woman was speaking was so uncomfortable for me. I was so embarrassed for these ladies that were just cracking up laughing. And listen, we love Heather. I mean, we really are Team Heather, Team Carol, like, you know, even Kristen. So for us, like, it did. Obviously, we know that at that moment, they weren't thinking to themselves, oh my gosh, like I'm laughing in front of these people. Like, you know, this is a horrible thing to do. It was just they were so caught off guard. And I think it was, obviously you read something so odd, you're just going to be like, oh my God, like it's so barbaric. It's so crazy. It baffled them so much that they couldn't choose anything else but to laugh. It was like at that moment, how are they going to hold it in?
I don't know. I would have literally said this is so inappropriate right now.
Aviva should have shut her phone off and said, "I'll show you guys later."
Yeah, I'll tell you guys.
And
well,
she justified it. How
she
did she
never
say?
Brought it up.
Yeah, she goes, "You did." She says, "I told you you could look at it, Heather, but then you showed Ramona." And
but she asked her if she could show Ramona.
Right, and she's like, "Well, you did it in front of Ramona, so you know."
Mm-hmm. So we have that. That's frustrating in itself. And then Luann finds out what the text message is about, and that's where it becomes even more inappropriate because why are you talking about this? And then you say it in front of the host of the party, and she's like, this is not luncheon chatter. This is not something to be passing around, especially when this woman is here. Let's not discuss this.
At the table right next to
them. At the table. So now it's worse. And then to make it even more horrible, we've got Ramona starting beef by going up and approaching Miss USA about it. What business is it of Ramona's to talk to her about it? Anything, Aviva.
Yes.
But what business of Ramona's?
Okay, so is it at all does it at all show what Aviva really thought of the situation, or if she was making it up? Because why would, if Aviva thought that this really happened, she would have went over to her. And the stories didn't add up. So her story, the ex-USA, Miss USA story, was, no, I was asked to go over, but I didn't stay over there. And Aviva had a story that Harrison was at camp, her son Harrison was at camp, and so they had an empty room, the sheets were clean, and George said, can I bring someone over? And Aviva said yes, and she can stay in my son's room. And I don't know, it doesn't play out. There's two completely different stories. Which one's true? And then why are they both... You know, I think Ramona wanted to get to the bottom of it. I don't think it was the right time. But if anybody's going to get to the bottom of something, leave it to Ramona.
Yep.
I do think that someone was going to say something anyway. It was a matter of time. Nobody would have walked out of that luncheon and not approached the situation. I just think Ramona did it the wrong time, of course. And I don't know if she was probed by the producers or the cameraman or whatever, because it's just so strange. 2 seconds after the text, and then you're going over to this lady. If this lady thought that this was at all not true, wouldn't she have just gone right over to Aviva and been like, excuse me, are you telling people that I did something I didn't do?
Exactly.
I would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do anything
Absolutely.
Like that.
I would have approached the source of a situation, and if George isn't there, that's the actual source, then go to the person that he's telling this rumor to, if it's now spread it around Miss Party, at least to clear it up, because you don't want to be talked about or gossiped about, especially when you're Miss USA. There's so much that you have to kind of go through, and all these things that if you get caught doing something, you're doing the wrong photo shoot or the bad publicity, you can lose your crown, you can lose
yes.
your title. So even though this is after the fact, and she was no longer of a time, even Miss USA, it's still a scandal.
Mm-hmm. It's very strange. I don't know why she even...
It
she
was
knew,
very strange. I'm
For
still
somebody
confused.
Who could win Miss USA and who is very... Obviously, I mean, she's very smart. She's poised. She's elegant. She's, you know... there's just so many great things about her that we don't... That we assume, because to win that title, it takes a lot of work. So, to sign... I just can't... went through her mind that she said, okay, I will sign an agreement to have a, you know, whatever the release is, so that I can be on the show. Like, what... I don't understand. How did she ever get involved in this?
I don't know. She's so out of both George and Cody's league to even be conversing with them. I mean, if Cody and her are friends and it seems like they have a friendship or something, maybe she does her nails or something mm-hmm. like that, or goes to a salon or something like that. There has to be some sort of connection, because there's no way that Miss USA would seriously be talking to George and hanging out with
right.
George.
And Cody, I mean, Cody's a hard worker. We do know that Cody owns mm-hmm. her own businesses and stuff, so I can see why maybe the two of them would be friends.
Sure.
But you know, I think that if you're friends with somebody and then they get engaged to an old man, you're not just going to unfriend them like Facebook. I mean, you're going to still be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it was either she was laughing when Ramona asked her, because she was like, this is a joke, right? Like, this mm-hmm. is insane. And she was so taken aback and she didn't even have a response. It's like the weirdest question. Or it's that she was caught and then she's like, okay, now I know why they asked me to be on the show. They just tricked me. I mean, who knows? There's a million reasons that
exactly.
But I hope we do get to the bottom of it, because I would love to know what the heck really happened. That's a crazy accusation.
I'm sure we'll be reading some articles in the next few days about
yeah.
the situation, and something
yeah.
will come out about it to find out the truth about it. Or Aviva will maybe come clean in her blog or something like that. But I'm guessing, too, Miss USA will make a statement.
Well, as Aviva says, her father's a lot of things, but he's not a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then you just basically said that this woman did this, because that's mm-hmm. just another way of saying that this is true. And how can you say that knowing that this woman just told Ramona that it's not true? I mean,
mm-hmm.
weird. And who invited her?
We still don't know who invited her.
Who invited her? Like, Luann's like, you invited her. And I mean, that was crazy. We'll get into that, the whole moment where she mm-hmm. confronts her. But overall, crazy situation. It was sad, actually, because if this woman did not do that, and now the world's going to look at her, and then she'll always be like, you know, that's going to
yeah,
be attached to her
mm-hmm.
name now. Oh, didn't people are going to think that she did? It's just why would you ever want to be involved in that? You have such a great title, and you
avoid that at all costs.
Why would you want that?
That's not the right
for
publicity.
5 seconds of fame. Like, so in 3 episodes from now, we're not even know who she is. It's
mm-hmm.
like, why would you do that? I don't know.
What
Stupid
did you
move.
What did you think of Kelly's return?
I loved Kelly. That was so fun. So, and of course, they show all the best scenes from our favorite season. I mean, oh my gosh! Just like the Skittles and the rainbows and Sonia with Kelly outside with Bethany, it was just awesome. I mean, those little clips just remind us of how great that season
was.
Yeah, and Kelly's awesome. I mean, Kelly,
I liked Kelly because she stayed true to herself. Even though she was silly and strange at times, she remained true to that. And that's what made her so comical and so funny to watch and at times annoying. But overall, she brought a lot to the screen, and I'm surprised that she came back and signed off on that.
I like Kelly. I've always kind of liked Kelly. I think she's a sensitive soul, and it was nice to see her return and her being obviously in a much better place. Yes. Like they all said, she seemed much happier, and that's obviously good to see, since she has had her moments of crazy and
crazy, weird,
and stuff.
Yes. But wrote a book, too, on the Hamptons.
But I also loved about Kelly's return the fact that Carol and Aviva were bidding on that dress.
Yes. That was actually... I mean, who did you think was going to win before?
Oh, I knew that Carol was going to get Aviva high enough to get it. But I got a little nervous when Carol goes, I'm going to do an even five. I thought that Aviva would go, okay, well, I'll just let it go. And I was like, oh, Carol, you're going to be stuck with that dress then. And you're, I mean, no one loses when you're giving money to charity. You're really not. But at the same time, I'm like, you got to be careful, girlfriend. Because you don't know how far she's going to go or what she's going to do. But luckily, Aviva got it at the wonderful price of $550.
And she told Luann she still hasn't received it, but I'm sure she'll get that dress. And who cares? It's like you say, it's not even about that. It's nice that she should get the dress, but that's secondary. So, okay. And then also I want to bring up, she did say George swore on her leg. And when when her dad swears on her leg, he means business. He's being honest. I just find the whole thing, and I think this was the episode that we really saw all the ladies really just found this disturbing, like at another level. Like usually they do and they're very verbal about it. It was almost like they were just cringing more so than ever, because it's like, yes, he does it once. Maybe it's a little bit funny. He's an old man. You know, like those old, there's a lot of old men that at least where
creepy.
They're just like, they say things. Oh, like I would, you know, and they're just, I want to date you or whatever. And you're just like, okay. And it's like, it's gross, but it's like kind of, they could be charming because they're so old and like, it's okay. But then like, it's to another level when you say the dirty things that he says, it's like, and he kept going with it. And this is now like the third week that we've heard from him or heard about what he's saying, and they're never positive.
I'm just glad we didn't have to see him talking about it, because I feel like that would have been 10 times worse, because we would have gotten the completely X-rated version of it. At least with Aviva telling the story, it was PG-13.
Do you think he's going to be on the reunion? I think
he's
going to
be on the reunion for sure.
Yeah.
I just don't. I agree with some of you YouTubers that are saying, you know, we're talking about George and whatnot, but he seems to continue to be a central character. And I don't like that he's a central character. I don't like him. I don't like what he stands for.
Well, we have to do it, because then there's other people that want to hear everything. So can't please you all. We're trying our hardest.
But I'm not a fan of his, and I don't like the fact that we have to talk about him. But he brings so much to the show that we can't not include that in what we talk about.
No, we would be skipping a part of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bravo's decision to have him in it so much. But yeah, hopefully he's not in the next episode.
Kind of a housewife.
Yeah, kind of. So then we see another whole gossip scenario, this time with Kristen and Sonia. Sonia, what did you think? What was her name again? She had a weird name, the facial. I didn't have her name, but she's been working with Sonia for 15, 20 years. Now, first of all, this girl has a lot of time on her hands. Because how does she know she knows every single thing. She's so up to date on gossip. She's like, I saw you with this guy with long dark hair on the corner of the street. And then she's going on and on about Luann and the men that Luann likes. And she says Luann likes short Frenchmen.
Short Frenchmen, because then she can dominate them because she's bigger than them.
This lady, first of all, is like, I was shocked, because in a job like that, where you're doing something for celebrities, whether it's facials, hair, whatever, you know, you hear there's a lot of hearsay. And it's your job to be very professional.
You don't spread the gossip.
Don't spread the gossip. And, like, a lot of my friends out here that do makeup and hair for celebrities, they're hired over and over again because they keep their mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be trusted. And it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
How can she go on TV and do that?
I don't think she's going to be getting any new clients anytime soon.
Would you hire her?
No, not after seeing that.
That's scary.
I would be afraid that if I said something to her, that would go around to everyone else.
Right. It was so coincidental. Like, so you just so happen to be taping them, and then this lady is just that open?
Word vomit. The whole thing. She literally word vomited the entire time with Kristen and talking to Kristen. First off, Sonia being late because she was at some guy's house. Rude in itself.
Yeah.
But then Sonia's typical Sonya. And she's like, he tried to rip my dress off, and so I'm late. Because
Kristen's like, Sonya, if I was late, people would be worried.
Right there. But I do like her changing it from a walk of shame to a victory lap. I do like that, Sonya. Way to put a positive spin on it. But showing up late and then being there with the facialist and getting all this gossip from the facialist just seemed... And I guess if Sonya's going to tell her about her private life and Sonya's going to bring friends there, it's fine for the facialist to talk about Sonya and her guys. But when it involves the other housewives, I just think that that's just poor form. It's just bad taste.
Yeah. I did too. It was at another level where it was funny for like 2 seconds. And then you were like, is she really doing this? Is she? And it makes you think she's doing it for her 5 seconds of fame. And that's to really stoop to that level so that you could be on the episode. And you know, I mean, I guess when you're not famous and those cameras are around you and you know this is like your one chance to either make it through the cut or, you know, be edited out. I guess the week just decide, let's go for it. I want to be in this episode. And maybe she thinks it's going to help her business. I can't imagine that being the case because, like we said, you can't trust her.
What do you think about what she said about Carol and Russ and Sonya?
That Sonya was with Russ?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, I have no comment. I don't think that could ever, I don't think that's the case. I think that was one of those things where she's actually creating stories.
Sonya exaggerated?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not the facialist.
No. Sorry. Yes, story. Yes, yes.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I mean.
I think she just made that up.
Yeah, I mean, or just really exaggerated it, like, big time and stretched it. I mean, it's just another moment of looking for things to talk about. I found it forced, and I found it really non-entertaining at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like seeing them talk about Luann. That was disturbing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like it either. And that's why when Kristen went to go talk to the girls and you know, Luann and Carol had already met, and Kristen said, I'm going to tell these girls this. And she should. If somebody's talking about you, I do believe there are times when just let it go because it's the rumor mill. This is something serious considering it involves Sonya as well. So I love that Luann kind of just let the first one kind of roll off her back, and she goes, yeah, I love short brunch money or whatever. But there's nothing small about Jacques.
Yeah.
But then when it kind of got into it more, you could tell Luann was genuinely getting upset.
Yeah, we were happy that she was upset just because we were like, okay, like, we were waiting for Luann to be like, what the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we wanted her to stand up for herself because I just think that she was caught off guard and she was thinking this story was going to end in maybe a funny way. But then it's like, wait, okay, now this is at another level. Like, what are you saying right now? What, is this really happening? Who does she think she is? I think she called her. What did she say about the lady, the facialist? Get a life or something like that. She was really upset, and rightfully so. It was wrong.
And I think Carol handled it well, too. I think that Carol kind of blowing it off and saying, okay, no, that's not Russ. You know, he wouldn't do something like that. I think that was great of her, too, to not even fall into that trap of creating gossip, because it ends there then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if she talks to Russ behind closed doors or something like that, or Sonya behind closed doors, that's one thing. But at least she drops it there, and it looks... That's the way you want to do it. Classy.
Yeah.
Carol. We love it.
Yeah.
We love it.
That was crazy. Well, yeah, she's a class act. So then we have the scene with Aviva's at Aviva's house, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't skip anything? Okay.
Mm-mm.
And.
Well, Avery and Ramona shopping for college
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff, okay. Well, yeah.
Their $500 pillow, but.
I don't have much to say about that. I'm sure it's really comfortable, though. You got what we pay for.
It better be.
Yeah, right.
It's the price of a bed, some mattresses.
I would pay, if I could get a bed, this is so off topic, but you know whenever you sleep in a hotel, it's just the best sleep of your life. Where do they find that stuff? Like those
Well,
beds.
Hundreds of people have slept in it of varying sizes, so you have to...
I didn't think of it like that.
Sorry, but, you know, like, if I could have 10 people sleeping in the bed that I eventually sleep in, clean, of course... But so that they break the bed, and I would love it.
I think it's the mattress pad.
If you can get a good mattress pad or a good mattress.
And lots of men to sleep in your bed before you sleep in them, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Moving on from that.
So Aviva's house. Okay. Did you think it was a tactic of Aviva's at all? Because she knew that Luann was pissed ahead of time because she knows what she did.
I don't think she knew Luann was pissed.
Okay. Did you think that she assumed it? Is it just coincidental that she had Victoria? So Luann's daughter, Victoria, is an artist, and Aviva had an art show at her place, and she had one of Victoria's pieces there. Was this Was this at all?
I don't think that correlated at all. Okay. I think that she had it there because she said she appreciated Victoria's art and her style and stuff. So I think, but that was actually genuine. She did want to showcase that. And
I'm sure she did anyway because it's great. But I didn't know if it. Did you think so? You don't think she knew at all that Luann would be upset?
No.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay.
I really don't. I really think that Aviva felt a little bit probably attacked by that, which we saw her comment first and build to more of an anger and frustration with it. Like you said, she kind of gets scary.
She scared me. She really, I've seen it a couple times, and it's like you, if you say something to her too many times, if you don't jump on the bandwagon and say, okay, Aviva, I believe you, and you stick to what you believe and that maybe it's not what Aviva wants to hear, she gets very scary. Don't you say it again. I was like, oh my God.
Don't you call me a liar.
And you could tell Luann was a little bit scared. Like, for a second, there was a glimpse of her being like, whoa, like, this girl's unraveling before my eyes. But she stuck to it. She's like, listen, this is not okay what you did. And, you know, this. She just stuck to it. And I was happy because I hate when people back down to people who just assume that taking that, like, that scary, you know, that scary nature and that, like, they almost, like, bully you into saying that they're right. I hate that. And so Luann totally stuck up for herself, and she rightfully so. Like, this was not okay to bring that text up at all.
No, I think that the content of the text message, you know, wasn't right. But I think the thing that really upset Luann was the fact that it happened during her luncheon, and it created talk about that when there should have been talk about the charity and there should have been talk about the dresses and all that stuff. So I think that's what Luann was upset about and approaching Aviva because of that. Not because she cares what George is having sex or who he's having. I don't think she really cares about George's sex campaigns at all. I think she cares that it came up in the middle of her luncheon, which she obviously, like you said, has every right to be upset about.
And it just tainted. It put a bad... It took something so beautiful and sweet and nice that these people were actually, you know, getting together to raise money. It was a beautiful day, and to have something so vile and gross be discussed while the woman who is putting this on
is
speaking, it was so low class. And you know what, Heather? I think Heather knew immediately. Like, Heather was taken off. Like, she was taken off guard. Like, when she read that text, there's no way she could have not been like, she had to respond. She's a human being. You can't read that and be like, and then just stay silent.
But, well, I would have just said, Aviva, let's talk about this later. Let's not discuss this right now. I'm not going to show this to anybody. I don't want to get into this. Yeah. I honestly would have just said that. So I think that partly was kind of, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you
but
didn't.
I think that was partly producers kind of pushing that, like, Aviva, ask her about the text. Keep pushing.
Heather's really good like that. She wouldn't
Heather's, yeah, she doesn't want to deal with the BS.
No.
She'd be like, well, what's
up? And not even that. She's still, like, she raises money for a lot of...
I feel like that was definitely production pushing or Aviva pushing that, because Heather would not normally fall to that, like, stoop to that level. That's not Heather to stoop to that level.
And why would you want to show people that your dad said that?
I don't know.
Like, I would be embarrassed. Once again, I don't understand why you would be proud of that in the sense that, like, you're putting it out on the camera. You're putting it out for the world to see. Why would you want to paint a picture of him like that? We already get it. He'll say whatever he wants to say. We get it. But that is disgusting and wrong. And putting it in a situation like that is, like, it just screams, I need attention.
Okay. So, but wait, getting back to the art party then, her bringing it up at the art party, do you think that was right on Luann to do that?
Listen, we know at the end of the day that they shouldn't do it at all in front of the cameras. Kristen shouldn't have done it while, you know, they were shooting and telling Luann. She should have pulled Luann's. I mean, but then we won't have a show. So at this point, yeah, I think she should have. I think if she believed 100% what she was saying, and if she really believed that Aviva had something to do with this, with
Miss USA,
right, then she has every right to do that, but only if she really, truly believes that to be the case.
Which she did.
Right.
Because even when asking Aviva, and Aviva said no, she didn't, she goes, you know, it's hard for me to believe that. And Luann, like you said, really did stick to her guns about the whole thing, which I was impressed by. I do have to give it up for Aviva doing this art thing and showing emerging artists and trying to get the girls together for that, even if some of the girls weren't into it. But my frustration with talking about the emerging artists then is when Aviva takes it to another level and says, your daughter is selling sex with her art. And as Luann responds, what does that have anything to do with your father and the text message you sent.
She's trying to find a way
to divert the, get it in, right, and make it about somebody else and not and take the focus off of her causing trouble. And that was what really hit
me.
It's
transparent. You're turning stupid.
You're turning this wonderful thing about showcasing emerging artists' art. You're turning that into something tainted by bringing something up about the artist. That's like saying one of the other artists, well, yeah, he's gay, and starting a rumor about that. That would be like doing that. It's so disrespectful when that has nothing to do with it, and she just fishes for that trouble. And that is so frustrating to see, and I'm just getting sick of it.
But it's like if she wants the attention and she asks for it and then she receives it, why not own it at that point? If she did invite this lady, which she really seemed like she didn't, she was like, look in my eyes, I did not invite her, over and over again. I mean, at the end of the day, we can only go by her word. And so if she didn't invite her, that is a strange, strange coincidence. But whether or not she invited her does not mean that it makes it okay for her to read that text and then say, look at this text. She should have put it in her bag and said, when this luncheon is over, I will show everybody. But I'm not going to do it now. Wrong place, wrong time. She wouldn't like it if people did that while she was raising money for when she has the amputee, you know, the leg, whatever. I don't know the charity name of it, but when she raises money for that, she wouldn't like it if someone started talking about something gross and vile during that occurrence. I mean, she would have
thrown a fit,
right?
Probably at the charity event.
Wasn't that the spin thing? Remember, she did a thing for when she was spinning.
Mm-hmm, when she did that spinning thing,
and Ramona and Sonia didn't go, and she was so angry that they didn't go. And that was just that they didn't go. Imagine if they went and they did that. I mean, she'd be like,
she would have caused
a scene.
She's
like, this is a beautiful day. And I just remember that episode. It's like, and now you have the nerve to say that, like, she should have been like, listen, that was so, she should have just taken responsibility and said, I know what it feels like, you know, to have it, to put on an event and to have it, you know, you want it to go well. And I am so sorry that I did that. I was being childish. If she just did that, it would have spoke volumes.
But instead she pins it on somebody else saying, well, Heather, I didn't give you permission to show it to all these people. Well, yes, you did. You said show it around. Oh, yeah, pass it to Ramona, too. So it's just the whole thing. I mean, I think we're killing a dead horse right now.
Yeah, we are.
Beating the dead horse. But I think that we're just so frustrated with this, and we've seen so much of this behavior coming from Aviva and the issues with George being involved, too, that I think everyone is just so over it and just does not want to be involved.
Yeah, I agree.
And I really, really don't want to have to see another drinks with Luann and Aviva now to fix this, because I feel like Aviva at some point is going to have to do that with all the housewives.
No,
because
no.
She keeps causing problems with every single one. She's got to pick a fight. And Luann was like, I haven't had any of it.
I was just going to say that. Now. Right. She's like, now I get it. Fine. Oh, I mean, there's nobody left.
I'm having a hot flash right now. I'm getting so frustrated.
I mean, I get it. It's really annoying. So, all right. Well, that was this episode. I want to know what you guys think, though. You can log on to our iTunes and you can comment, and then go on our YouTube and comment as well. Let us know what you thought of George again tonight. And what George said about his situation with Cody and former Miss USA. Do you think that it is accurate, or do you think that he was lying? And do you think that the former Miss USA was lying, or do you think that she really did go to Aviva's house and have a threesome or slept in the same bed as them? Let us know on our YouTube and iTunes.
Let us know what you think about Sonia's facialist, too, because I'm interested to hear what you all think about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think whether we ask or not, they're going to get that. We have totally give us, like, the best synopsis every week. And then also, do we quickly want to talk about...
Yeah, let's talk about Maria. She's got her book here.
Yes. I'm, like, obsessed with her abs. I literally could just keep this book like this and just stare at the front page forever. It's not okay.
The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. It is available. She's on a book tour right now.
Yes, she'll be in Boston on the 14th. I do know that.
Okay, so she's going to be in Boston on the 14th. So all you people in Boston, go and check her out.
Fitness Expo.
And the book, I'm excited to start reading it.
I haven't read
any of it yet.
Oh, my
God. But it looks amazing. Steven, our producer, has some pictures in here, so buy it just so you can see what pictures he's taken.
So cool.
And I'm excited to read it. So
I want to do the stretches. I really need to learn some good stretches, and she has some good stretches in here.
That's my favorite.
Oh, this one's my favorite. The one where you do, you put your hand here to get your neck stretched.
Well, Ashley reads. Let's plan some predictions here for next week.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
That's it, like Bella.
Predictions.
Yeah.
So next week we see the girls taking a trip to Montana.
Another trip.
Another girls' trip.
Because we don't get enough of them.
And it looks like Aviva is once going to be again, going to be called a liar. And she says that she has asthma. And so she's going, well, that's right. These prescriptions, they're not real. And then she, you see her in the next scene doing the asthma thing. I don't know why someone would fake asthma. I don't think that that's a thing to joke around with, any sort of medical things. But it's a shame. And Luann finally calls out Sonia, saying that people are gossiping about her, and what's she going to do about it? Mm-hmm. So what do you think? We're seeing more drama between... Do you think Luann is stirring up the drama and stirring the pot right now?
I think they're all taking their turns. It looks like Ramona's on the back burner right now. She's taking a little vacation from drama. And we've got, you know, Luann's actually in the forefront now. She's responding to it. She's not creating it, but she's unfortunately the victim of a lot of it. And so I think she's getting pissed off. And it's weird because she's not in any of the credits, but I feel like Luann has been more of a role on this season than some of the other castmates.
I agree with you 100%.
I don't get it.
I love it. I actually love that.
I don't know why they didn't just put her in with an apple in her hand. Why? Why not?
I'm glad, though, because she's playing more of a role, and I like her this season more than I've ever liked
Me
her.
Me too.
So if that's what it had to take to make her flipping kick butt, then
great. These last few episodes, she's won me over again. Like, I mean, I was always neutral with her.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a real opinion on her.
Yeah. Sometimes I get a little bit frustrated because I'm like, okay, don't be so snotty. Don't
Well, other seasons, she was definitely entitled. And I think it was just because she wasn't comfortable with the cameras, too. And she had you know. But now she's really, everything's been, all of her laundry's been aired out. I mean, we know everything about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's still, I mean, at this point, we don't see the whole thing with Jock unfold. Obviously, maybe next season we'll see that, but...
But she's got a lot of dignity and grace and class, and you can definitely see that. She holds true to that and holds her head high. So I give her props.
Absolutely. So, we'll see you guys next week. Where can we find you, Lynn?
You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. And my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels. We will see you next week. Thank you so much. Have
see
a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.